This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody named Sweet Caroline. This is one of those strange themes. Shows up at the Red Sox games. I'm not really sure I know what the origin of it is, but every Red Sox game. Oh, really? Why didn't I think? Mm-hmm. Boston. Yeah, I guess she's not happy about her cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is literally the black sheep of the family. And the last thing, that's not true. Some of the family is very supportive. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. They're very supportive, some of them, but the others, you know, the predictable ones, John F. Kennedy's children, not fans. Anyway, what did you start to say?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, they still do all of their family gatherings, and they, because maybe this family's been in politics for so long that they know how to compartmentalize everything, so yeah. When they're all together, they just don't discuss politics. And right. A bunch of RFK Jr.'s siblings have said they do not agree with him politically. They would not only would they not vote for them, but they think that anybody who does vote for them is wrong and needs to do a better job looking at other candidates. But when it comes to actually being together as a family, it seems like they are all still on the same team. They're always still going to be in each other's corners.
Well, I guess they won't be happy with me because I'm planning on voting for the guy. If the election were today, I'd be there. You know that a year from today, we'll have been through the election. And guess what? We'll be starting to figure out who's going to run in 2028 a year from today. That's the game, as it were. This is the Good Day program. Doug Stephan and Jay Kirshner rewarding you with lessons in life, information. I feel like John Tesh now, right? And he's on the air. It's information for your life.
Intelligence for your life.
Intelligence for your life. And I'm happy to say that the father of our present co-host and long time, hopefully, she doesn't ever go anywhere else. She's always here. Her father, who also is my consultant, was the originator of John Tesh's program, the sort of co-creator of it. And so here we are in the hall of greatness. And it's good. It has its rewards in life. What about you? What about your life? What rewards do you have? I think about this all the time. What are you contributing, and how are you rewarded? Some people think it's as simple as what you get at the end of the week in your paycheck. It may be, but maybe it's deeper than that. If you think about whether you're doing well or you're not doing well in any different, like with your family, right? It's not just about the job, it's about your family and what's your circle of friends like, and what do you do with your spare time? What's the average day like? How do you observe what's going on in life? Do you think about it even? Maybe it's worth thinking. If you're not thinking about it, maybe you might want to think about what your real contribution is to life.
You know, and where life, are you liberty. Replaceable?
You're different. You're unique. And, yeah, you are. Well, everybody's replaceable in a sense.
That's what I mean. Skills, like, think about where are you replaceable. When it comes to your job, you are replaceable. When it comes to your family, you are not.
If somebody were to follow you around on an average day and observe your contributions, what would they see? Something, again, to think about. What would you be contributing to your own well-being, to your family's well-being, to friends, to your employer, right? On an average day, let's take today as an average day. What are you going to contribute that will be valued by other people. Again, your family, friends, people that you work with. What do you? That's something to think about. I would like to have you think about that as we think about the value of money. Excuse me for a moment.
The value of money. We like it. We want more of it.
Right. If you have a $2 bill laying around, it could be worth thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, there are those at auctions. I have a couple of $2 bills. One of them is in my desk drawer. The other one is in my wallet. It's all folded up and it's all, you know, kind of worn out. But it's I feel like it's a good luck piece. They're selling for $2,500 a piece.
Really? Is it $2
that
bills
unique
that are made by a certain date? I have a few, but I feel like they are relatively newer.
Yeah, if you have one with a brown or a blue seal, they can sell for up to $2,500. But as I said, a lot of people think that they're good luck. I have a fake $1 million bill that I carry in my wallet as well. That's not worth anything. Except it's good. It's kind of a good thing for your head. But the Heritage Auction folks, they are the largest auction house in the world dealing with bills like this. If you've got some that's older, actually, here's one that just sold at auction for $4,000 from 2003 with a low serial number. I'm looking at the current sales. Let's see here. There are $2 bills that go back to 1917 that are worth the same kind of dough. At the least, they're worth $1,000. Many of them are worth $2,500, and they've gotten as high as $4,000 at these auctions. The $2 bill goes back to 1869. It was called the Rainbow Note. And those, if you can find one, are worth $3,000, $3,500, that sort of stuff. There's one listed on eBay for $8,000. How about them? And Heritage Auction said they found, or somebody brought, a unique, really unique one. This is a $2 bill from 1869, sold for $12,000. Right? And let's see here. At one point in time, there were about $1 billion worth of $2 bills in circulation. So what is that? That's $2 billion, right? At the face value.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. People have thought they were, they became unpopular because it wasn't an even exchange. If you get $3 in change back at a $2 bill and a $1 bill. And then people would say, young people, James, have you ever even touched a $2 bill? Have you ever seen a $2 bill?
Yeah, I've seen them before, but not very often, no. And I think it was actually my grandpa who showed me one. I think he keeps one, like, in his house somewhere.
Yeah. Grandfathers are great for that. My grandfather gave me a bunch of silver dollars, and now I've given them to my grandchildren. They're kind of fun just to have. They're just fun. All right, speaking of money, here's the story from Colorado today. A welding company decided to pay a subcontractor. They were in court, and the welding company was being sued by the sub, and the judge gave him a five-figure settlement. And so the fellow who ran the welding company figured, I'm going to fix you. So this is a company called Fired Up Fabrications. And he was told to pay the subcontract $23,500. So what he did, he was not happy about it. So he goes to the bank and he gets $23,500 in change. The change weighed 3 tons. Right? There was a breach of contract and the judge found in favor of the subcontractor. Fired Up Fabrications figured, okay, I'm going to fix this guy. And they reached their settlement. And the company they agreed to pay the other company. And so the attorney gets a delivery to her office location. Drivers there on a flatbed truck. And they had boxes of loose coins weighing 6,500 pounds.
This is brilliantly petty.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily petty, but listen, kind of a cute thing. All right, let's see what happened here. All right, this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get the parts and service you need from the pros, pro parts people at O'Reilly. A child in North Carolina rescued after falling into a pile of mud. The sinkhole happened in a pond near a new construction site. 12-year-old boy had been riding his bike. Officials revealed that he was stuck in the hole for 3 hours. He was yelling, "Help! Help!" I'm sure it didn't sound that high. That was probably low pitch, and his was high pitched. A cry for help. He had sunk about 5 feet. And so they took him out, brought him to the hospital. He wasn't hurt, but he was cold, as you can imagine. Imagine what you feel like when you can't. What kind of scary thoughts? I mean, think about it for a second.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what's
like
going
quicksand.
To happen. And,
right? Yeah.
And there's other children who finally heard his calls for help. And then they went and got adults.
Yep, I wouldn't want to be in that position at all. Although I think I felt like that when I was swimming in, off the beach of Riviera Beach off the coast of Singer Island when, I don't know, probably late 60s. And I remember swimming out way, way out, going way out to a sandbar. And then the sandbar was collapsing under my feet. The sand was volatile. So I started swimming back, and the tide came in, and the current was there, and it sucked me around, man. It was one of the scariest moments of my life, trying to think, how am I going to get out of this? And then you just go on adrenaline. You stop thinking about it, and you just look for a spot, and you aim for it, and you go for it. And so that's the same thing, being trapped. It's like being in a cave. With a cave in, yeah, that horrible thought. All right, enough horrible thoughts. 18 after, this is a good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, checking out some of the social media ideas and personalities here, because during this portion of each of the hours of the Good Day program, we try to dig around in the trending world, social media. You can always connect with us at Good Day Networks on all the social media. Looks like Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup called XAI. Right? There it is. Put that in your vegetable
soup. Of course
soup.
He's going to get
X
in on this.
AI. Integrated into his X social media platform and be available as a standalone app. He also said, Musk said, XAI has released its first model, AI model, a bot named Grok. Grok or Grok? What would you say, G? You okay?
I would say Grok. But maybe it's Grok. That sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's not. I'm not necessarily sure he's
Let's
always
give this AI its respect and pronounce his name properly.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it's been designed, he says, to answer questions with a bit of wit. How about like that? A bit of wit. So if you're a premium subscriber, what does that cost? If you're an ex-premium plus subscriber, what does that cost? Do you know? Or?
The premium subscribers are the ones that get the check marks now, the quote-unquote verified accounts.
Really?
What was it, $5? $25? No, it's not $5. I'm sorry. I think it was like $25 or something like that. And then corporations are like $1,000. And then I don't know if it's been I don't think it's been implemented yet because we would know about this. But every user, if you even want to tweet or do anything, you're going to have to pay, was it like one penny annually? Because
is that what it is?
To deter bots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, the Prime Minister of Britain, Rishi Sunak, said to Musk that he thought AI was the most disruptive force in history, and he says he's going to do everything that he can to slow it down or stop it. He thinks it'll make employment as we know it today a thing of the past. Musk said they have the global AI safety summit going on in England. That's where this announcement was made. So it's very interesting. You know, we just now in 2023 started talking about this stuff, but the company behind ChatGPT has been around since 2015, and apparently Musk was involved in it then. I did not know that. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah. All right, social media questions on our Good Day show. Let's see, you can go to you can go to all the social media, X and FaceTime and Instagram and whatever, and find questions. We're looking for insights from you. What's on your mind? Was posted. Somebody from Cleveland. I don't know if that's Cleveland, Ohio, or Cleveland, Mississippi.
Or Cleveland, Tennessee.
W-I-N-T down there. There were questions about this week because of the elections. Which election results are you following? That kind of came out of the overall, you know, what's on your mind. And people talking about this lady, Terry, lives up in New Hampshire. She was looking at what happened in the Manchester, New Hampshire election there. She's in Hooksett, New Hampshire. Let's see here. Surcharges. This has been a big to-do, right? And what it is that is being done. Isn't the government, I'm trying to remember, was this a local thing here in Massachusetts or whether it's federal? I think it's a federal thing. There's legislation afoot, looks like it's going to pass, that will take fees out of everything. No more fees at the airport. No more fees on your Verizon or whatever your cell phone account is. Anything that the state can't add fees to your, you know, like your local water bill has this fee, that fee, another fee. Nope. No more of that stuff. And people obviously like that idea. So thank you for connecting with us here on Good Day at Good Day Networks. That's how you get into us from all of those various handles. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch. In both cases, like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a 1-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. The Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I bet you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Number one, back on this date, 40,000 years ago. Huh? What?
What did you say? Is that a sitar?
What did you say? It sounds like a sitar, doesn't it? This is the first instrument and the first song that apparently was ever performed in public. Well, first music, I don't know if you call it a song. According to historical journals, do you remember, James, what this was called? I'm trying to remember how I stumbled on this the other day. And I thought to myself, oh, this is this is worth a minute or two of our time. It was one of those amazing things. You know, who would think, right? that there would be somebody talking or interested in or covering or want us to know about the oldest song, the oldest melody that was ever recorded.
Well, so here's the interesting part. It's called Hurrian Hymn Number 6.
Yeah.
Which would imply that there's a 1-5
more someplace else.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is what we know of, yeah.
Yeah, right. This is sort of a, there's a buzz attached to this. Probably not too many of your friends are tied into this at the moment, but I thought it was kind of an interesting anecdotal realization about the part. We all take music for granted, right? All of us love different types of music, and we pay attention to our favorite music because it's good for our health, good for our head, good for our music is fabulous for everything that ails you. And so that was it back in, this was before the Christian era,
1400 BC.
Yeah, thank you. See you later. There it is. Okay, let's go north of our border. We all focus on what's going on south of the border. And what's north of the border is, I guess depends on your point of view. There is the debate, the Republican debate, focusing on border issues. It's almost becoming trite because we all know what a problem it is and, frankly, how easy it is to fix it. You don't need some politician to tell you, this is how, I'm a genius, I figured out how to fix it. You close the borders. Hello? Close the borders. All right, so that's on the south. We don't want to close the borders on the north because, of course, they're all our friends and none of the bad guys come through on the northern end. It's always.
But how do we know that?
We don't. I'm being facetious.
Oh.
All right. So as long as we're north of the border. That's okay. It's all right. It's called Real Radio. Jay Kirzner, Doug Steffen in Canada. Air Canada the other day denied a claim that a passenger died on board a flight because it was 16 hours long and didn't get diverted. This is a trip from India to Toronto. This guy's daughter claims that he wouldn't have died if the plane had been diverted. Well, I'm just kind of trying to think about this. If you're flying from India, chances are you're flying over pretty much water all the way. So I would, my first reaction to this would be, where would you have suggested we land? I suppose you could go over Hawaii, maybe that way. Anyway, so this woman, they've been traveling on this Air Canada flight. He started being very sick. I got to describe it, but lady says he was deteriorating in front of us, his daughter. Symptoms began 7 hours into the flight. Apparently they came back over Europe. They didn't come back. They didn't go the other way. They didn't go the western, the eastern way. They went the western way. And she pleaded with the flight crew to divert the plane so the father could disembark and get some medical help. Mm-hmm. The flight continued 9 hours more, and they landed in Montreal, and this guy was dead. So
yeah,
paramedics
died
came.
Yeah, paramedics on the ground were working on him. And Air Canada is saying that they were in constant contact with ground support and medical personnel on the ground, and that they felt there was nothing they could have done. The diverting it wasn't the answer. The higher ups said that yes, they all followed protocol. We are not at fault for this. But I get where the daughter is coming from, because I think what did they do? They moved him up to business class so he could fully lay out. Like, if you're having a heart attack, which is what this kind of sounds like, why is just simply the act of simply laying down, going to do anything? And of course, you know this is going to go to court. And
of course,
if they were over water and there was nowhere to go, totally get that. But if they were truly above Europe at this time and they did not divert the flight for this medical incident, and then the man died because he had to wait 9 more hours for help, why wouldn't they be at fault?
Yep. Well, let's see what happens with that one. Lawyers are plenty all over that one. Also in Canada, parents welcomed the biggest baby on record, a newborn son weighing 15 pounds. How about that? How'd you like to give birth, those of you ladies who are giving birth?
That had to have been a C-section.
15 pounds this baby weighed. nearly twice the size of the average newborn. The mother's name is Brittany Ayers. She gave birth to her fifth child. They named him Sonny. Yes, it was a C-section. You are correct. She and her husband were waving around this this baby. Let's see, he measured 21 inches long. How in the world? I think I see a picture of her. It must have been a big woman to carry a baby like that. But then, that's not necessarily true. I'm looking back on my first, when my wife Tony, who was 5'1", weighed maybe 120 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when Megan was born. She looked like a basketball or one of those, what do they call those things, the medicine ball on legs. Mm-hmm. That's what she looked like. And then they finally, after her being in labor for 2 days, they took it out of the C-section. But anyway, so there are other babies. There was a 13-pounder that was born. I'm looking at some other stats here. But anyway, this baby tipping the scales at this much big baby. What do you suppose, how much does a baby eat weighs that kind of, I'm looking at the Guinness Book.
I'm not sure. Well, and then newborns always lose a certain amount of their body weight after birth. But the heaviest on record is a baby who weighed 22 pounds. And that was back in 1879. Unfortunately, died 11 hours after birth. But, wow, 22 pounds.
Woo! Big timer. No question about that. All right, let's see here. Some problems at Rice University worth a moment or two of our time. They've suspended their campus parties after the annual underwear event. Seven people went to the hospital, so they've canceled all on-campus parties from now until graduation. Seven students hospitalized, two dozen required medical treatment following the quote-unquote night of decadence. Administrators at this university, which is near Houston, they shut down the underwear-themed party after medical resources in the town became overwhelmed. Seven students taken with issues related to intoxication. Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
What prompts people to do that stuff? What do you think?
I don't know, being young, do you think you're invincible?
Stupid.
And Rice has rules where any student over the age of 21 is permitted to consume soft alcohol, like beer, wine, seltzers, before they go to the party. And anyone under 21, of course, is prohibited from drinking anything, period. But that definitely didn't seem to stop anyone. And that is a lot of people to need to go to the hospital and seek medical attention for intoxication.
Yeah, sure is. All right, I want to, a friend of mine who lives in Columbus sent me some of the ads that were floating around Ohio. This person wasn't his wife. I know him and I know his wife. His wife voted to do what was necessary to make the reproductive rights of women illegal. They could do, that was the whole vote, right?
Enshrine it in the state constitution.
Right. So before that, this fellow sent me some of the ads on abortion rights that were there. I don't know if you saw some of these in some of the newspapers. What is it? The Columbus Post-Dispatch, I think, is the paper there. Cincinnati paper, I'm trying to remember the name of that. And the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Toledo Blade, all carried ads before this week's election, and the focus on the ad was rape and sexual abuse. So I wonder how that would set, this is kind of a new tone in messaging, seems rather dramatic. Is this why people voting the way they did, because they were scared, because they were misinformed? Well, I guess it depends on what you know. There are a lot of people, and this is one of the issues when it comes to abortion. If you are raped and you get pregnant, you ought to be able to dispatch the baby if that's your decision. In some cases, you can't do that in some states, at least the way it is now.
They have equal parental rights where you would have to co-parent with your abuser, with your rapist.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that was happening across the state for Ohio, where you had it on both sides. You had some people who were saying what the extreme issues were and trying to cause fear if people voted one way, but then on the opposite side, you had the exact same thing, where you had about, like, well, this would take away your right if you were going to die until you were septic and you could lose your reproductive organs, because then it might be too late if you weren't able to get a medically needed abortion. And then on the other side, it was, the verbiage was so vague that some people were running with it and saying that voting to enshrine this abortion rights, which was really more about reproductive rights, is that, well, a 9-year-old could have a sex change without parental consent, which, again, is false as well. But you had the extremists on both sides spreading this fear for people.
Yeah. Well, speaking of extremists, one more election thing before we go on to what's going on in the Middle East. That's kind of a short story. This is a short story, too, but very interesting. The feeling in New York City is that the current mayor, Eric, what's his last name? Is a crook.
Eric Adams,
right. Former police officer. Apparently, the rumor is he's on the take from everybody or too many people. The people that are his supporters say that they're saying that because he's black, and others are saying, no, that's not it, he's a crook. Anyway, a bunch of Republicans, which is pretty rare, like in the Bronx, a Republican won a seat on the city council in New York for the first time in over 40 years, campaigning on Eric Adams and crime. So, an interesting reality for New York City. 48 after here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Three past the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner halls, the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people, especially in this circumstances, Elizabeth, with a question. And the question is, you went through this yourself, weight loss goals. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal when you talk to people? I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible? Is that even healthy? Is it better to think, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds? I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds on this program or maybe even more. That would be the extreme, though, wouldn't it?
It is, and you know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds or, you know, even 135 pounds, that's the most I've heard with Calitrin. It took, you know, a year or even more to get to that point. So with Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings naturally, through sleeping better, having more natural energy, and when your joints are feeling better, you're able to move more. So all around, it's going to help you lose weight in a multitude of ways, but it's not going to be a quick fix. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss around the 1 month mark, around 4 to 6 weeks is when you're seeing the inch loss and pound loss. Before then, you're going to notice all the side benefits. The better sleep, the less joint pain, the more natural energy, even less bloating. And then around that 1 month mark, you start seeing steady weight loss. And 1 to 2 pounds a week is healthy weight loss. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. This is how your body runs efficiently. So with Calitrin, it's all. all about doing it the right way, naturally, safely. You know, I lost 40 pounds with this product myself. It took me right at 5 months to do that. Everybody is different. Mm-hmm. Some people do lose weight more quickly. Some people it takes some time. You know, you also are going to get a team of support with Calitrin. So we're going to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product too.
So getting fit is part of this. If you're that overweight, then by definition, you're not fit. Your BMI is out of whack, and perhaps your musculature isn't what it ought to be. And that's part of the whole plan here, to encourage people and the counselors like you who are there. You get the number, by the way, to call in to the Calitrin facilities by going to toploss.com. But then, you know, it's an educational process. It's amazing to me, frankly, and I don't mean this to sound negative, how naive some people are about the impact of what they eat and what they do with their bodies as to the condition their bodies will, you know, where are they going? What direction?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's so much more about routines. We get in these habits, these routines, and we go through them throughout the day mindlessly. And so, like when you said, you focus, all of a sudden you focus on, hey, I've got to take my Calitrin at bedtime. I need to do it on an empty stomach if I can. It gets you thinking about these processes. So then you might have to alter your schedule a little bit. And, hey, I'm going to eat a little bit earlier tonight. And then you realize that, hey, I feel pretty good today. I've got more energy. So, you know, that donut that I'm craving at 3 p.m., I'm not going to have that today. And my joints are feeling better. So, I'm feeling pretty good today. Maybe I'll go for a walk. And then you start creating these good habits, these good healthy habits that in long term have these amazing health results. I mean, not only are you losing the weight, I mean, everybody wants to look better, but ultimately you want to live a long, healthy life. You want to be able to enjoy it. And that's what Calitrin does.
This is good for anybody, any lifestyle. As I said, the best help you can get is to allow yourself to connect with one of the folks like Elizabeth at toploss.com. All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now where it's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. But that's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
That's the scoop from Elizabeth Miller. Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you all.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.